Lamed Dalet, Kina Lamed Dalet.
Blood being spilled, piling up like rivers. From the middle of the Kina, speaks about the elders by the hundreds and the youth by the tens of thousands, the parents. The Gemara discusses that it's the Sanhedrin Katan and the Sanhedrin Gedola were killed. The children were massacred while the fathers watched. The mothers also led to the slaughter. In total, it was over 970,000 people were killed in this depiction. And yet there's another message, I think, as well, when we look at the story. The story is a story mentioned both in Gemara Sanhedrin and in Gittin, depicted quite fully in the Kina itself, that Ibn Zajran came and found blood boiling. It got his attention. He asked what it was about. At first, the Jews gave him an answer to put off, sort of to quiet the question. They said, oh, it was just blood spilled from the korbanos. He checked. He slaughtered many, many different animals and was not able to find a match that the blood should be similar to the blood of any of the animals, any of the korbanos that he was able to bring. He checked further. He required an answer. The Gemara says he threatened them with ripping their skin off, and he got the answer. The answer is that the prophet Zechariah, 252 years earlier, was killed trying to talk to the Jewish people. At that point, Nebuzaradan tried to appease the blood, and a comma for the blood, and led to this tremendous bloodbath. I turn the attention for a moment to Divrei HaYamim Beis Chaf Dalet, where it discusses the Maisa with Zechariah. V'ruch Elokim Lavsha es Zechariah ben Yehoiada, a Kohen. He felt the prophecy come upon him. V'yamod mi'al la'am, and he stood above the people. V'yomer lahem, ko'amar ha'elokim, lama atem oivim es ha'mitzvah Hashem. Why are you leaving, sinning, leaving the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I saw a pshat. It wasn't just that he was saying why. He says, la'eza tachlis. Where are you going? He's trying to give them tachacha, trying to point out the direction that they're going. And he continues and he says, v'lo satzlichu, and you won't be successful. Ki azavtem es Hashem, as you forsake Hashem, v'yazav eschem, and he will leave you. V'yikshu olav, and they stood up against him, v'yugumu evan, the mitzvah Melech, and they killed him, they stoned him. V'chatzar beis Hashem. V'lo zachar yoash melech ha-chesed asher asa yehoda aviv imo v'yarog es beno. And the chesed that his father had done was forgotten. And as he was dying, k'moiso amar, yere Hashem, Hashem will see, v'yidrosh. And he will require a payment back for what's being done, what was just done to me. That's Lashon is reflected as well in the Kina. V'yidrosh, the blood boiled of Zechariah, as he prophesied himself. So I think there's really maybe two parallel stories. There's the story of Nebuzaradan himself, and there's a story of the Jewish people, how they seem to be relating to the after effects. The blood boil, as I mentioned, 252 years. The Medrash and Kohelis points out that the Jewish people noticed this and they tried to do something about it. What did they try to do? Ma'asu garfu olav kol efer. Va'asa kol arama. They piled up dirt on top of the blood, hoping that that would appease the blood. They tried to drown it out, drain out the blood with dirt and offer. And it was not successful. V'lonach v'ayadam toises umartiach. And I guess at some point they just gave up, and the message sort of went on, and when they were asked what happened, they sort of, perhaps even offhandedly, said, well, you know, it's really nothing. It's Stam, just, you know, some blood that spilled, nothing really much to be worried about. I'm not sure that the Jewish people, the fact that for 252 years this blood was boiling, it seems to me that there was a lack of understanding, comprehension, perception, concern on the part of the Jewish people, and the blood boiled. And perhaps people get accommodated, as a common lesson used now for a concept that people can acclimate to their surroundings, and at a certain point the chipped walls you don't even notice anymore, and things begin to deteriorate and decay, and you may not even realize it, what's happening in front of your eyes. And time goes on, and maybe it's, you know, it's just like a geyser that's going up on Yellowstone Park, not something, you know, it's a wondrous event, but nothing really more than a wondrous event, a wonder of nature, that there's a certain pool of blood which is still bubbling. And yet, one of the most evil people in the history of mankind, a person who could, in cold blood, perpetrate the murder of these 970,000 Jewish people of all types, from the Talmidei Chachamim of the Sanhedrin to the Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban. And yet he takes notice and he says it's called for Nakama. And he tries his Nakama in his way, obviously in a very evil way. And at some point he realizes that's also not working. And he tries to take another step and he says, well, what is going on? He asks the question, well, if the blood that I'm spilling out is not doing it for you, blood, it's not quieting this rage, what more is required? What is required? And at that point, the blood stopped. So the Medrash here says it was an act of Rachmanis on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'smal le'aleim rachmim anoich shekasev bi Hashem Hashem kel rachm v'chanun v'ois ha'shah remez a Kodesh Baruch Hu lo sudam v'nivla b'mkoyma. So it did stop. It didn't stop necessarily because of the words, but it awakened the Kodesh, a compassion in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara, not mentioned in the Kina, goes on to say something absolutely fantastic, absolutely amazing, that at this point, Nebuzadran converted. He had charata on what he did. He understood some depth of level that led him to become a Ger Tzedek. It moved him in a very, very deep way. The Inyan Yaakov wants to know, well, what was it that moved him? Was it just the fact that he realized that it wasn't working? And he said no, because he points out, Ben Yehuda really points that out even clearer, that the point that he did tshuva was after the blood stopped, not the point that he realized that the tremendous amount of blood that was now flowing right like a river, that didn't do it, that wasn't enough to bring him to tshuva. At the moment that he took a step back and he turned and he questioned what was the source and why was the blood continuing to boil in its rage, and he thought about it a moment, that's what led him to tshuva. That was the point of tshuva. He says, I didn't have to kill all of these people. If I just considered what was going on, what was the source, what was underlying, that would have been enough to quiet the rage of the blood. I think perhaps it's telling, and perhaps it's even scary. I'm not sure that's maybe perhaps the reason the Kina doesn't mention this toward the conclusion, that maybe it's a ketegu against Klal Yisrael, that someone like Abu Zadron should look at this Maisa and turn his ways around completely to become a Ger Tzedek. Well, I don't know how much we take the lessons to heart. It's clear when we looked at the Psukim in Divrei HaYamim that Zechariah stood up to speak to the Jewish people and to warn us that if we don't pay attention to the direction we're going in, things are going to wind up badly for us. And we didn't really want to hear that message. Things were still okay at that point, 250 years before the destruction. And we didn't really want to hear his message. And while it was because of the command of the king that he was killed, and yet the Medrash is also very clear that the Bnei Yisrael as a whole were culpable. And he was killed, and it was one man who was killed, and time goes on, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't forget, and the blood boiled. And the blood boiled, and it boiled, and it boiled, and when people passed by, and lives went on, they tried to fill it with dirt, that didn't work, and lives went on year after year. And nobody still took heart to the words of Zechariah. Until the Russia comes and points it out and brings it to the fore in a way that the Jewish people could never ever have imagined how bad, how destructive, how horrific a way it could end up. So I guess the lesson that I sort of peel out of here is how much, how careful we have to be, how much we have to be concerned about what you might call boiling blood around us, things that we learned about, we saw a travesty in the past, but we sort of acclimate ourselves, get accustomed to it, and move on. And we allow it to boil. The Rav spoke on Shabbos before the Drasha about how we have to remember the people in Gush Katif and our responsibility for the actions that were taken care of, that occurred to the people of Gush Katif. And perhaps there's a level of responsibility that we have to maintain vigilance in eradicating by at least the minimal to remember it, to think about it, and to give a certain level of tzedakah. But I'm just mentioning one example in order not to find myself to try to point out examples. But I think everybody here has to, when turning to the Kina and the story of Zechariah and his blood that led to this tremendous disaster, to try to look around us and to see what blood is boiling around us, that we shouldn't allow it just to sit. And we should get to the core of the issue, and we should try to eradicate it from its source.